One of the hardest shots to throw in disc golf is the roller. In today's video, we are going to break down how you can throw a better roller and add a new skill to your game. Let's get into it right now. Welcome in, everybody, to the Chain Clinkers Disc Golf Podcast. I am your host, Quentin Ferris, and today we are talking about throwing rollers. This is a maybe new skill that you're adding to your bag, and it can really help you in just course management, getting around different obstacles, and you might be able to shave a couple of strokes off your game. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, I want to tell you guys a little bit about Upper Park Disc Golf. If you're looking for a top-tier bag that's made with good materials, and you can fit a lot of discs and storage, and it's lightweight, comfortable to wear, and environmentally sustainable, then Upper Park is the place to buy your bag from. Right now, for watching this, you can save 10% by using promo code CLINKERS10 at checkout. They've got new bags in stock as well as new colors, which are amazing. I know I would like to get the Rebel in the Dune color, so I know I'm going to have to be making an order. And when I do, I'm going to be using promo code CLINKERS10 to save 10%. Today, we're talking rollers. I've said that 3 times now so far in this video, and let's just jump into why rollers might be important. And again, like I said, it's about course management. So you're choosing these roller shots wisely. You're not throwing a roller every single time. They work best on holes with low ceilings, tight fairways, or when you want to navigate around obstacles. Consider the terrain and specific challenges of the hole before deciding to use a roller. For example, if you are very pinched off and you can't throw it straight because of the obstacles and you have to throw a roller to get out, that could be a great example. Or maybe your course isn't as maintained or it's just tough and there's a tight fairway or a situation where the trees are very close and the limbs are very low. You can get that roller out there. Or maybe you can throw a roller further than you can throw a backhand. And so if you've got a 700-foot hole, you're just going to pipe a roller out there like Eagle McMahon can. So let's get into how to throw a roller. And it all starts with disc selection. You want to choose an understable disc. So for example, if you're watching on YouTube, an F7 by Prodigy is pretty understable. You want to throw this F7 instead of a Cloud Breaker. The reason for that is an understable disc, especially with that lower stability, so something that's, you know, -2 to -4 for that turn is ideal for roller shots. These discs are more likely to flip over and roll when thrown at an angle. So when you throw that F7 at a harsh roller angle, you're going to get a roller out of it more times than not. Whereas if you throw the Cloud Breaker, what could happen is the disc, because of its stability, fights out of that angle, and then you just get a Annie and it doesn't really go anywhere, or it cut rolls and it never gets a chance to stand up and go anywhere. So that's why it's better to throw a roller with an understable disc. The next thing that you want to make sure you're getting right is your stance and grip. So you want to adopt a sidearm, forehand, or backhand grip depending on your preference and skill level. For the sidearm grip, you're going to hold it pretty much like you're holding a forehand. So you have your thumb on top and your two fingers underneath. So that's how I personally prefer to throw my rollers. And you just want to make sure that the disc is tilted downwards slightly to the side, especially for those forehands. But when we talk about angle and release, the angle is crucial for the roller shot. If you're not getting the angle correct, then you are not going to throw a roller point blank, period. To throw a backhand roller, you want to angle the disc downward toward the ground and aim to release it at a sharp angle, most parallel to the ground. For sidearm, you want to release a disc, like I said earlier, a little bit at a similar angle, but the disc is tilted toward the side. So you want, if you're watching on YouTube, you pretty much want that disc to land as parallel as it can. If it's landing to where it doesn't have anything to actually roll and stand on, it's just going to cut roll out. Or if it's too much, it might be able to get back to parallel, but if you throw it with too much angle, it might just land on the face of the disc. And so that's why you want to throw it as parallel to the ground as you can. So we've talked about disc selection, stance and grip, and angle and release, but what are you supposed to be doing with your body position? When you're throwing a roller, you want to stand perpendicular to the intended direction of the roller shot, with your shoulders and hips aligned with the desired angle of the disc's roll. And that kind of leads into the power and snap, because you have to generate power and snap in your throw to get any kind of distance with the roller shot. And you can do that by engaging your core and hips. That's why, especially if you're in the gym, I think it's important to be working on your core and hips if you want to get better at disc golf, not just bulking up those shoulders. A key to successful roller shots is to have a quick snap at release, so the disc flips and start rolling. So you don't want to try to hold on to it forever. It needs to be a very quick, violent motion that you're doing with your wrist and in your throw if you want to get the power that is needed to put down a good roller.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And when you're releasing the disc at the right moment to achieve the desired angle, the disc should hit the ground at that parallel angle, which will initiate the roll. And you can kind of tell when you're not hitting it right, because you'll get that cut roller. And if you're new, what the cut roller is when you throw it and it doesn't have enough of a parallel angle, and then it hits the ground and just immediately almost goes sideways instead of going forward. So something that's really going to help you with getting that parallel disc when it's landing is to follow through. So your throwing motion, when you follow through and you're going all the way to the ground with the backhand or the forehand, you're really emphasizing that follow through. That is going to help maintain the accuracy and the control of that roller. Just as follow through is important in your sidearm, your putt, your backhand, everything you do, it's incredibly important as well in the roller shot. And once you've thrown some rollers and you're starting to get the hang of it, you need to observe and adjust what's going on. So you want to watch how the disc behaves when it hits the ground, because rollers, like I said, can veer off course. So you have to adjust your angle, release timing, or disc selection as needed. If you're finding that the F7, for example, is not working for you, but the Cloudbreaker is, maybe that's some form issues, but maybe experiment with that. And you can throw that different disc depending on what kind of roller you need. Maybe your forehand roller, you're great with the Cloudbreaker, but you're terrible with the F7. But for a backhand, you know, you're good with the F7, but you're not good with the Cloudbreaker. So those are just some examples of how when you go out there and you start practicing your rolling shots, you're going to develop a consistency to that shot and accuracy. Just like with everything else in disc golf, you want consistency and accuracy. The power and distance is going to come. But I believe that if you go out to the field and you work on this, and I'm not saying you need to be out there for hours and hours. I'm saying just go out there, put down 20 to 30 shots. Don't overexert yourself. Maybe tap out at 36. Do 18 backhand, 18 forehand. That's pretty much like playing two rounds. Get some good practice in. Don't worry about how far they go. Just worry about, did they hit the spot you intended? Did you hit the angle you wanted? Are you building that accuracy and consistency in the shot? Because when you need to pull it out on the course, you want to have trust and faith that you can do it. And I know you can, and you know you will become a better disc golfer if you subscribe to this podcast today. I know we have helped a ton of players. We get the DMs all the time. And if you want more help with your game, follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Chain Clinkers Disc Golf for more content. that is going to wrap it up for today's episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. Leave a comment. What is your favorite roller disc? And we will see you guys next week.